Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 25. Letters from a Neutral Packet. Hervey Brooks, Goshen, Connecticut, born 1779, died 1873, loved the Sacred Harp. He named his two sons Isaac and Watts, in honor of Isaac Watts, an 18th-century publisher of Sacred Harp music. Hervey also loved to make redware. He continued the trade long after most others in the neighborhood had quit. Hervey must have had high hopes for at least one of his sons to inherit the shop. Isaac was, in fact, his apprentice. As such, Isaac shared the entire enterprise, including selling clams, trading rags, logging, road repair, and, of course, farming, along with his potting duties. At one point, Hervey had a wagon load of clocks to trade in Georgia. Isaac was tasked with the journey. Isaac made it to Georgia and promptly sent word that he would never return home. History does not record Hervey's initial reaction to Isaac's letter, but an indication of Hervey's ire appeared in his ledger. Quote, "Due from Isaac Brooks. One load clocks, one wagon, 2 years apprenticeship training." Unquote. Isaac owed him big. This entry stayed in Hervey's ledger for years. Isaac Brooks would never set foot on New England soil again. One wonders why. But years later, in the midst of the Civil War, Isaac's daughter began sending Hervey letters via neutral packets that sailed between Charleston, South Carolina, and New Haven, Connecticut. Her letters apparently softened Hervey's wrath enough for him to cancel the debt. After the war, with Hervey widowed and aging, she moved up to Goshen to tend to him in his twilight years. This bittersweet tale hardly rates a footnote in the trajectory of pottery making in the United States. But it does suggest a picture of someone, Hervey, so engrossed in his work that for years he was unable to see the interests of others, especially those closest to him. Ever a danger to the self-employed. Yet, as this tale suggests, redemption is still possible. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that rhyme found on an old tulipware plate. East-west, my wife is best.